What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, unfortunately, the Wiggins drinks in effect for the Red Sox last night because Wiggy was working the 50-50 raffle for the Jimmy Fund, and that did not help the Red Sox last night, but it's not affecting, so far at least, the Wiggins Jinx, the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are up to $2,871,828 that you have donated so far. And a guy who is here every year and is always very generous when it comes to helping local charities out is our pal Ernie Bach, who stopped by this morning. Hey, Ernie.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning.
How you doing?
It's good. It's good to be here. I'm a little tired, but I rolled out of bed to get here.
Well, your Andrew Razor Raycroft is joining us as well, probably because he needs a new car.
Sure, anytime.
What do you want? He's got Ferraris. He's got Lambos. He's got Maseratis.
I'm a Ferrari guy.
You're a Ferrari guy?
Excellent. Nice.
Wiggy and I have an issue kind of getting into them. But other than that, we're great.
The weirdest thing of all time was divulged when Razor was in with us last week.
Yeah.
He listens on long trips by himself to golf play-by-play.
Terrible.
Okay. Terrible. No, actually, I might...
put you to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like any particular. Is it only Jim Nantz, or is it you'll listen to anybody?
No, whoever's doing the play-by-play, whatever it is, I listen.
You love it.
It's soothing, relaxing. Soothing. I go into my own little world.
Is that on satellite?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, you can find anything on satellite.
That's right.
You can find anything on satellite.
Yeah,
and you've been out touring with Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
I've been with the Joe Perry Project for the last 12 days, and we're stopping here. When I say I'm with them, I'm not like in the band.
Yeah.
I'm what they call a hanger-on.
Okay, all right.
We're out, and the band's unbelievable. It's Joe Perry and Brad Whitford from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And then you got Buck Johnson, who's with Ringo and the Hollywood Vampires, and the drummer Jason Sutter just came off from Cher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he had some great Cher stories. Apparently, she is very, very good to the crew and everything like that.
Chris Robinson's voice is an unbelievable. Black Crowes.
And Chris Robinson fans. Is the lead singer. I can't even talk. He's one of the funniest guys.
Oh, he is?
He's like my new favorite rock star. The guy is just hysterical.
You know, Razor, huge Tragically Hip fan.
Ah.
Of course.
Yeah. Sorry for that. What? Sorry.
Rank your top three Canadian bands all time, please. Is Loverboy in there?
No.
Rush is number one.
I'm not a Rush guy either.
I hate Rush.
Tragically Hip, I would go Rural Alberta Advantage.
Wow.
Yeah. Rant. What? You got to check them out.
Bare Naked Slowly. Ladies?
No.
They're not on.
Drake.
Top three, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion, and Drake.
Yeah, no chance. None of
Anne
those.
Murray?
No. Our Lady Peace, maybe?
Oh, Our Lady Peace. That's a good one.
They call him OLP.
Yeah, exactly, OLP.
We were in Toronto 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Really? Where was the show there?
The show was at, I don't know. I don't know where it was. I really don't know where it was. It was full. It was packed. It was fun.
Packed, it was jammed.
And we stayed at the Four Seasons.
Which was good.
Yeah. Which is completely different than what I thought. To be fully transparent, I asked Ernie when he got here because we talked to Ernie 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about this tour. And I, in my mind, pictured them all on a tour bus and bunking up together. I'm like, Ernie, you're really sleeping on a bus? He looked at me like I had 10 heads. Yeah. The more I think about it, that was a crazy thing to think.
They're on... they're on what you call a tour jet. Yeah. is what they're on.
And tonight playing at the Box Center.
Awesome.
At the Wang Theater.
All right. So Joe Perry, Chris Robinson,
Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots.
Awesome.
Yeah, Brad Whitford. It's a great. And they play Stone Temple Pilots, Black Crowes, Aerosmith. It's really good.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so I came here for a purpose, Greg.
Oh, you did?
I came here for a purpose because I believe in everything that you're doing here, and it's really nice digs. You know, I just rolled out of bed, so I'm very thankful there's no cameras or anything
around
here.
Well, there is.
Oh, right.
Yeah. but you're going to make a donation.
Yeah, what I would like to do is I would like to donate $50,000.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yeah,
Razor?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me on with Mr. Ernie Bach. I appreciate that. Yeah, I know exactly.
That was so mean. That was so mean.
Back there,
I'd like to donate $50.
Yeah, exactly.
That's.
But I got to ask my wife first.
Exactly.
Hey, anything is good.
100%. And Ernie, thank you. That's $50,000.
Awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just talk to Stan.
Okay, well, we got to get a check. All right, we'll get Ken Laird on that.
Yeah.
Wiki's like, hey, Stan, I'm with the Dana-Farber.
Razor, what are you expecting from our beloved Bruins this season?
For the first year in a while, I'm not sure, right? This is usually first in the division, going to challenge, going to push for playoffs. This year, after the way last season ended, it's a little up in the air. So certainly more optimistic of where the season finished, and with McAvoy back, Hampus Lindholm back, Jeremy Swayman taking a step, of course, David up front.
I mean,
there's still lots of good players there. So.
Goaltending has to be better,
Of course, yeah. No, it starts there. It starts with Jeremy, and he knows that, and I think he learned a lot last season, and it should be better.
Is Jerry Cheever still playing?
Yeah. No. I think he's hurt. Yeah.
He's hurt.
He was good, though.
He's on IR. Cheesy.
He was a period of time right after Razor.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Razor.
Yes, exactly. Hey. He was a great teammate.
Razor, but isn't...
What was Reggie Lemlin like?
He was stacked the pads, right?
You played with Mr. Zero, didn't you? I think...
Frank Brimsick?
Yeah. No mask. No, the guy didn't wear a mask.
Yeah, he was my goalie coach.
But isn't it like important, because you brought up the talent. They have players like you, whether it's Elias Lindholm you paid money to, you talk about Zadorov, you talked about the other Lindholm, McAvoy. Isn't it now these guys have to play up to their potential? And obviously Swayman between the pipes playing up to their potential. And if they can do that, then shouldn't they be able to put a good team out there?
That's exactly the way I see it. Yeah, like last year was worst case scenario all the way through. Lindholm didn't get off to a good start. The back end struggled. Hampus Lindholm missed 65 games. Then Charlie misses 30 at the end. Jeremy Swayman, the holdout. So I guess if you go all the way on the other side and you say best case scenario, if everything goes right, then they're certainly in the mix. But, you know, kind of fall to the middle of that. I think they're challenging for a wild card. You know,
isn't their default, and it might be okay if it is, don't you think they're looking at it like a reset year?
Yeah, to a point, but I think they also are looking at the last 3 months of last season as a bit of a reset, more so than this year. You can't do 82 games full reset. I think they're going to come out, and with Sturmey here now as well, new coach, like there's some good vibes, I think, within the room. And like Wiggy just said, Elias Lindholm healthy right out of the gates. If he gets rolling with Geeky and passed on the first line, can they score? Can they get the power play going? Like the things that weren't good last year are all fixable. Their neutral zone wasn't very good defensively. That got cleaned up with Joe for a little while, and then it went bad. Marco Sturm comes in here, and that's what he does really well. He came from L.A. to do all of that. And
get rid of that problem guy, Marchand.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, terrible person, terrible teammate, ruining
leader.
The room. Obviously, yeah. When he got traded, it obviously went way downhill.
He just got paid.
Yeah, exactly. So, all in all, there's enough to be positive about, especially out how bad the last season ended, but there's still some question marks.
Are you going on Essen today?
I am.
You have to fix the...
I got everything. It's a disaster.
Okay, the hair.
What do I got?
Excuse us. I'm a true friend for Razor, and so I'm just warning him. He can't... put it like a headband back because it was flipping up in the back. Everybody in Twitch is talking about Razor's hair. Just trying to help.
Nice to have some.
Thank God.
I know. Really
he has a great head of hair. I'm just saying he's got to put the headband the right way.
I need a haircut. All right. Need a haircut.
And listen, on the I just want to mention this. I don't know if he want. He probably doesn't want me to, but. He takes some abuse around these parts sometimes. I just literally got a text from Don Sweeney, who wants to make a donation. He and his family want to make a donation, and they want to make it in LB's name.
Oh. Yeah,
so,
nice.
Thank you, Donnie Sweeney, and that's what this is all about. So,
awesome.
You've been a part of this forever, as has Ernie. It's an extraordinary thing that goes on here.
It is.
2 days.
And everyone says it. For me, I've said it the last 3 or 4 or 5 years that I've done the media tour now.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is not being from here. This is so Boston.
Yeah.
That, like, everybody knows the Jimmy Fund is Boston and this community. And when I think about Boston as someone not born here, is just how small this area is and how community oriented it is. And I think Jimmy Fund is the ultimate example of that. It's awesome. These 2 days are incredible.
Well, thanks for filling in on the show in my absence.
Yeah. Anytime. Fridays in August. Nothing's working, it's perfect. Happy to be there for you, Greg.
Got a text from Razor. He said, I don't know who this new producer is, but the guy is extraordinary.
Right.
I think that's what you said.
I always do. Okay. I always do.
Okay, yep. All right.
Yeah. Songs were being half played.
The assault to give this poor, nice Canadian gentleman who comes in here. God.
And Ernie, thank you.
Thank you.
And tonight, are there tickets available?
The Joe Perry Project is tonight at the Box Center, Wang Theater, and I think it's like very, very close to being sold out.
Okay.
So there may be a few tickets around.
All right. Thanks for what you do. Right. Razor, thanks for what you do. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Former mayor of Boston and current NHLPA director Marty Walsh joins the Greg Hill Show this morning at 9:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their first to the Orioles 6-3. Dustin May went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 5. The Sox did get an acquisition done yesterday, signing first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. He ended up pinch hitting and walking in the 9th of the loss. Another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded, kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And the Pats were back at Gillette for practice yesterday, and Drake May was picked off twice by Robert Spillane. The first coming during 7-on-7, while the second in 11-on-11. But Shime says, don't worry about that at all.
Robert Spillane on this show every Friday.
Yes.
During the football season. And coming up on Monday, we will be at Gillette with Mike Vrabel. So that is coming up on Monday's show. Well, we got now we got Thornton. These are the guys who used to do our show, don't do our show anymore. Sean Thornton and Tuukka Rask. They're on TV. They're TV guys now. Your invite. You don't need an invite. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy the 2025 Outback with 0.9% financing for up to 36 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I'm not a moron, but I don't think Sean Thornton's a guy you want to pick a fight with. I've seen him win about 99.9% of his matches.
He's lost a couple steps, honestly. And also on the golf course, nowhere near the player that he used to be.
Wow.
Is it your tournament today, or was it yesterday? No, it's today.
Ooh, yes. I didn't get the nod this year.
I don't know. Sick brag, bro.
No, I didn't. All right. I'm just wondering where that went.
We will be right back at Fenway Park, day number 2 of this year's WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radiothon.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.